All right, this is Frank Baloney with Jim Hobgood and in-studio special guest Terry Gates. You're listening to Who's Talking. Hope you're enjoying the discussion. We are covering some of the spring sports and some of the accomplishments, and I feel that it would be remiss if we didn't address the lacrosse tragedy at this time. From a personal perspective, and having followed lacrosse since I was a youngster and always enjoying the programs and always highly respecting the coaches at Virginia as well as the players, I think like most Cavalier alumni, I was pretty much shocked by all the developments. It was very sad and disheartening to see a beautiful young lady like Yardley Love suffer the fate that she did. Hobo?
Well, it's sad for the whole university community as well as the teams, but it's just an unimaginable tragedy for the two families.
Absolutely.
I mean, the mother who had lost her husband, I guess, within the last couple of years to cancer now has to bury a daughter. And for the Hughley family, it's hard to imagine what they're going through as well in this situation. So I guess if one were of a spiritual nature and you want to say a prayer, I would keep both of those families in your prayers going forward, because I think, you know, many of us, not that we're ever going to forget the incident or the people involved, but if you're not directly involved, you're probably going to go on with your life to some extent. But those two families will never be the same as a result of what happened, 10 days, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
And the extended families being the teams themselves, Coach Starsha for the men, Coach Myers for the women, all the folks at University of Virginia. I can't even imagine what President Castine and his staff must have done when they first got word of this. And I have to give him high marks for the way I think he handled this whole situation. And for that matter, all the administrative folks in their interviews and their discussions and the way in which I think they rallied the two lacrosse families and supported everyone the best they could.
It's just a terribly unimaginable situation. You know, there's a certain level of trust, I think, of safety that you're in, even though you weren't on campus, you're right there, you're in Charlottesville, you're at the corner. You know, I can't imagine the what ifs going through some of the coaches and then the other players of both sides, the men's and the women's, and you just can't imagine it. Something would ever escalate to what went on that night. And I think, it changes not just the immediate families, but, every member of those lacrosse teams. And it's just something that shouldn't happen. And I'm sure that we haven't heard the last of it. And it's going to be played out, I'm sure, this summer in the press.
As the court case goes forward, so it's not going to be something that's going to be off the newspaper front page anytime soon, but just a very difficult situation.
Well, we send our sympathies to the two families. And in the spirit of the show, let's move on and talk about the other spring sports. In a few moments, we're going to have Brian Boland joining us from Athens, Georgia, to talk about the men's tennis team and their 12 noon match tomorrow against ACC rival Duke. Duke just won't go away. This will be the third time Virginia has to play them. Should Virginia advance as they are expected based on the seedings, they will play the winner of the Stanford-UCLA match, which is no picnic. And in the lower half of the draw, they will face potential Ohio State or Southern California or maybe even Kentucky. Kentucky being the only team that beat Virginia this year. Virginia was 37-1, which has got to be some kind of major record. I looked and looked. I'm almost certain it's an NCAA record for most wins in a season.
Now, may I ask a question about women's rowing?
Yes.
Since I know you're the in-house expert on that.
Go to crew.
I know that, the rowing crew, it's called both, I guess. But I see their NCAA event is in Sacramento, California. Now, when they go out there, do they take the boats and the oars and everything else? I mean, I guess you got to take all your equipment with you. And
I think they ship everything.
They ship.
It's a lot like football. There's a lot of equipment.
They ship it ahead, huh? So you can't take the boat on as a carry-on item?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think there's a fee for that. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you.
Is it called a boat?
Skulls, shells.
It's a shell.
Depending upon the size of the craft.
The craft.
Seems to me you'd have a West Coast boat. You just kind of leave it out there,
right? Well, they've been out
there. Tied to the dock or whatever?
They've been out there a couple times this year, and actually out in San Diego early in the year, Virginia prevailed and won some races at that regatta, which was record-setting performance for them. So
when we talked to John Oliver during our last show about university athletic expenses, this could have been part of those discussions relative to how much it costs to send the team out there?
Yes. Well, we're going to root on the Cavaliers.
Well, since they're there, we might as well – we want them to win, that's for sure.
If you're going to go all the way out there, you might as well do some damage. Looking at the other sports very, very quickly, we know where men's baseball is. Men's lacrosse is traveling to Stony Brook up on Long Island to play the Seawolves once again, a team that they beat early in the year. There was some heavy snows, if you guys recall, and they could not play at Klockner, and they played on the turf field before a standing room only crowd, which I attended. And the Seawolves are good. Virginia
and
won.
We're playing on their home field, which is right. Bizarre. Well, as the one seed, you go to the home field of the eight seed. This is something I don't understand about this.
This was something that has been in several years in the making in terms of various sites bid to host quarterfinal games. So Cornell and Army, I believe, play in the other game that day, which is a exciting game because Army defeated Syracuse in a shocker last Sunday night. Nobody saw that coming. I think Army was seeded 14th. Beat the number two seeded Orangemen on their own field in the Carrier Dome.
It's hard to beat the Black Knights of the Hudson. And we always know that.
Yeah, this is the first time for the Black Knights ever to win this kind of game.
The Final Four is where?
It's going to be up in Baltimore, and we will be there one way or the other, Hobbo.
That's certainly in spirit, if not in physical presence.
Location is?
It's at the Ravens Stadium.
Ravens. Yeah.
We're looking forward to to our next guest, Brian Boland, who will be joining us here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go to break now. You've been listening to Who's Talking. Stay with us. We're coming back in a few minutes.